Blog Talk Radio.
FMS Audio.
They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. The vibes and they stood in my ground. They will never ever take my crown. They will never ever take my crown.
No.
They will never ever take my crown.
No. I'm too shit. I'm Mr. Ready. Fuck around, we'll be reading your obituary. My whip clean, my watch clean. 9 carat toe, that's what I call a pinky ring. Don't even trick, my heart cold. I'm around the globe, I'm off a road. I ball hard, I go hard. They say I'm running, up to no good, oh God. Started work dad, when she work dad. She a 10 and she damn close to perfect. I might want stunt. Throw a 100 racks. Give my man a strap. He gon' get my money back. I'm dead alright. I'm super hood. I'm shitting on these niggas like they knew I would. I'm dead alright. I'm super hood. I'm shitting on these niggas like they knew I would. Time after time, I got to grind. I can't help it, I got to shine. I do it big, just keep it big. I can feel like half the projects in my crib. You stick around, I'm out of here. You on the ground, I'm in the leer. I love y'all, banana boat. Either way, so my niggas got to keep the dope. They done made me mad, now I'm in my bag. And I'm back with the strap, take the taste, get the taste, rich nigga swag. Every step I take, every little itty bitty move I make, turn the big bag to birthday cake. I can even fit this shit in my safe. Wait, got more money coming, try not to hate. Why you take a nigga in and out of state? I'm a pro on the low when I operate. I get the bread, I blow the bread. I'm flashy, I'm shining. I get the bread, I blow the bread. My bitch, my dime.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor. Yeah, we are on this motherfucker once again. We got some guests for you. Coming from representing the Shada Kings, Jacob Image and J. Cole. What is up? Yeah, what's up?
Not much, man. Chilling. It's great to be here on the Wrestling It Factor.
Yeah, that's
hey, what's going on? J. Cole is in the building. Definitely appreciate it. Definitely a blessing to be on the Wrestling It Factor, for real.
Yeah, that's good. Y'all been turning up on the indie scene, going to an indie near you, one by one.
Yeah, man.
And y'all recently did WWWA?
Yes, we did the WWA show.
And what got y'all started wanted to be in this wrestling biz?
You want to start first, Jay?
Oh, you want me to start?
Yeah, you go ahead, bro.
Well, what got me in the wrestling business was when I was a kid, how these guys, when I would see them on TV or on shows, how these guys look like real-life superstars. They look like superheroes. And I remember my earliest one was Bret the Hitman Hart, even though he was never the biggest guy in the ring. He was always the most technical, and he never really talked. He always let his actions speak for himself. And as an adult, I kind of took that with me. And as an athlete, that's why I kind of put in the ring right now. So I don't think anybody can stop me right now.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's pretty much the same thing. I've been watching wrestling since I was about, like, 5 years old. And, you know, pro wrestlers always pretty much seem like live superheroes to me. And I remember when I was about, like, 9 and 10 and 12, I told my mother that I was going to be a professional wrestler. Even when I was in elementary school, they used to ask me, you know, what you wanted to do. I told him I wanted to be a professional wrestler. I mean, but I always looked up to guys like Bret Hart, you know, British Bulldog. I was a real mark, you know, for the Hart family. So, you know, I kind of, you know, always looked up to those type of guys, you know, just guys that really stood out and gave that superhero, you know, larger than life presence, you know.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's good. Y'all been training with Goldberg, and also Jacob, you started with Christian York. How was that experience?
Well, really, it was a pretty good experience. But during my time, it wasn't really with Christian York. It was more like with, you know, my other school that I was training with in Maryland. I learned a lot there, and then
right.
Pretty much, it just when I wanted to grow, I came to Goldberg's. That's when I met Jay, you know. And then we got to talking, we got to rapping through Kindred, and then after that, that's when they hit me up when I was in Virginia training. And after that, it was magic from there.
Yeah, that's what's up. And once again, Kindred, he's a good dude and a good professional also.
Indeed.
Yeah, he gave he definitely had reached out to us, you know, and gave us an opportunity, you know. And like in the wrestling business, I mean, somebody always has to give somebody else a chance. There's not a lot of people that ever, you know, chopped up with somebody like that. You know, I met him down at Goldberg's when I started training in like 2010, you know. So he obviously seen some potential, you know, and guys that really go in there and work hard, you know. And that's really what it's all about at the end of the day, just going in there, you know, giving your best and working hard, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Jacob, used to be up there in the Chi-Town also working also. How was that being up there?
Well, I would definitely say that Chi-Town gave me a different look on pro wrestling, because I didn't think that I would be surrounded with as much talent that CM Punk or Colt Cabana or the Christopher Daniels or the D'Lo Browns. You know, those guys. I didn't think I would be surrounded by those guys when I went around there. And when I saw their trainers and I saw the Soul Touches, Willie the Bum, Richardson, you know, to me, I learned the basics there and I just took it with me, added it to the other schools that I went to, and I just got better from there. Pretty much Chicago was a big step up for me and really grew my love for pro wrestling. And I'm actually thinking we're actually getting ready to go back there sometime soon.
Right. And you've been learning the hard style also by studying Japan matches.
Yes.
Guys like KJ Buda, like my nigga Kenta Kobashi.
Yeah. It's a long list of guys. My top five are Ultimo Dragon, Kenta. Mm.
Yeah.
Yuji Nagata. Keiji Muda, Yoshitaki Kawada, you know, those guys. Those guys, I took little elements from them. I just added it into my style, and then you got the hard-hitting dude that I am right now.
Right. And, Jay, how was it working at American Pro Wrestling Association?
You mean APWA?
Right.
And in Virginia? APWA is a good, decent promotion. I mean, that was actually where I had my first match at. It was me versus Image. And, you know, Don West is a pretty good guy. He actually was another guy that gave me a chance to go out there, you know, and just show him, you know, what we can do. And, you know, we got a lot of heat for that, more so me. And, you know, It's just something that comes with the territory, you know. People talk, you know, and you know, and you live and you learn. That's just a part of the business. So, I mean, it's a good experience. I like APWA. I plan on going back soon, you know, and definitely taking Solo's belt. But that's another story. But yeah,
right. It was actually so many dudes on the cards, like Luke Gallows, Mike Knox.
Yeah. Luke is a good guy too, and you know, a lot of times I like going to APW because you get a chance to sit and talk with some of the veterans, and they're not, you know, they all have great positive attitudes and things like that, and they always try to tell you something, you know, good and positive. I like being in an atmosphere like that where you can constantly learn, you know. So like I definitely like traveling a lot, you know, going to different places. So it's definitely a good experience.
Right. And Joe, have you also been in New Moon Rising, a year ago? How was that experience?
Well, for me, New Moon Rising was somewhere for me to like evolve. Was another place for me to evolve. You know, it was another place for me to step up as not just a singles competitor, but as a tag team competitor. I was shocked when I went into the locker room and I saw guys like Havoc from WXW, C4, who's just also in Japan, and I was surprised when I went there and I saw K Pusher from All Money Is Legal, you know, now known as the House Party, you know, and the Nigerian Nightmares, and you know, just talent that people don't really that really go unnoticed under the radar when it comes to indies. Like these guys help make the indies. Like All Money Is Legal is a great tag team.
Right.
I love working up there, and I can't wait to go back if I get a chance to, if I'm not overbooked.
And also, you tried at you was the U.S. heavyweight champion at SWO.
Yes.
And how was that experience being there for that long period of time?
Well, with SWO, it was a shot at me, you know, getting a – you know, put my name out there, because one thing when we're taught, like me and Jay been taught, was when you start working, work as much as you possibly can. You know, and when I went to SWO, I really didn't expect to get the response I did. You know, and then I went up there and I just showed them that I can wrestle. And then next thing you know, the Nigerian Nightmares are calling me and they say, you know, hey, we like your style. You know, we like what you're doing with the name of the Nigerian Nightmares. And then a year or two later, you know, here it is. I'm SWO United States champ, and I'm sitting there looking in around the ring with the shock on my face, like, how did I get to this point? You know, it was
right.
something I don't regret. It was an experience that I learned, and it's something that I will never regret as long as I live.
Yeah, that's a big shout out to Aaron from that Nigerian Nightmares.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And what's your admirations in the wrestling going further to the big three companies like WWE, TNA, and ROH?
Man, for me, I would really like to go to ROH because the more talent that you have around you that's better than you, the better you're going to get. But if I never make it to ROH and I go straight to WWE, that's fine. TNA, I can see myself doing, or me and Cole doing, because of the simple fact that we're young and TNA's always looking for young talent. You know, but I'm still trying to fill the waters a little bit, we're still trying to get certain places to where we can make a name for ourselves, and pretty much we just travel the world and just beating the crap out of people.
Right. Yeah, and you know, and that's definitely step one. You know, we're definitely trying to travel. One of my dreams is going to Canada. You know, and wrestling in Canada and wrestling in Japan, you know, before we even, you know, get to that level. So, I mean, there's definitely a lot of good, you know, good promotions on the independent level and different things to see, you know, and do before you even get to that level. But, I mean, like, overall, I would love to probably work with TNA. But, I mean, everybody's dream is, of course, at WWE because I want to be in WrestleMania. I don't care what nobody says. Like, you know, that's my dream to be in WrestleMania, headline WrestleMania, you know.
Right. So. Yeah, that's actually 98% of every worker that goal is to basically make it to up to the WWE. Even though they don't say that, but they meant they want to go up there to make a good living also, and to be up there in that huge market.
Yeah, and it's like if you don't have that drive, if you don't want something, you know, if you don't have anything that you're going for and it goes, you're just going to be a lost person. It can be a lost factor in the business. and you know you're gonna be a little bit better, and you're gonna hold other people down. You don't have something to go for, you know. So
right.
this was something I've been thinking of since I was about 5 years old. So, you know, it is what it is.
Wise, I gotta agree with Cole. Like, I've been dreaming about doing this since I was a kid. You know, back when I was growing up, and I wrote a college essay like last year, and I did a presentation on how real the style of wrestling I do is, the strong style. And it's just like my teacher was so shocked at the fact that I was so dedicated to what we do. It's like I've been dedicated to this since I was a kid. You know, I sacrifice a lot, and I agree, all wrestlers sacrifice a lot, you know, to get to this point, you know, and definitely sacrifices don't stop. The more sacrifices you make, the stronger you'll be, that's for sure.
All right, that's what's up. How was Al Snow taught you at the seminar a couple years back?
Wow, what an education. At the time when I did the Al Snow seminar and he ran me through the training sessions and I was like, and he told me how he felt and I was thinking to myself, man, I really suck. But the best thing about Al Snow is he's got a mind that will help mold any young talent if they want it. You know, like I used to say the same thing for Cole, you know. For Cole is like, you know, he's hungry. Just like I am, we're both hungry guys, and Al Snow will see that, and he'll try to tune it and give you some advice on how to tweak yourself as a wrestler, tweak yourself as a character, and not only that, but he'll just tell you the straight-up truth, and I'm glad I went. I took notes. I have notebooks filled up of what he said, and I still go over it every day I'm in the ring or every time I'm training. You know, it was just great having a mind like Al Snow, and he's so smart. He really is the smartest guy in wrestling.
Right. He is currently the vice president assistant of talent relations. Hopefully he'll make that move to president of talent relations soon at TNA.
Right.
And do y'all watch the current product?
Yeah. What I see, you know, that's going on in the industry is it seems as though it's going through another cycle, you know, and wrestling always evolves. And if you're into pro wrestling, if you're a part of it, you must evolve with it or you're going to be left behind, you know. So, you know, everybody can see that gimmicks are coming back. You know, everything is getting a little bit more deeper. And, you know, in WWE and TNA, they're pretty much doing the same thing. But it's definitely starting to go back to that surprise it factor thing it once had when, you know, in the 90s, you know. So it's going through another cycle. And if you understand psychology, you'll be able to see that if it's going through another cycle, you know, for the better. Because I think as far as, like, WWE, it's at a level that it hasn't been in a very, very long time.
Right.
I mean, I remember when I was younger, you couldn't even watch ESPN Zone and find WWE updates. Now you can turn on ESPN Zone and see WWE updates. I think that's amazing because when I was a child, pro wrestling was just like this little secret world with me and my friends, and now it's just bigger than like life. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that you know, it's definitely a good thing going on right now.
Right. Yeah, they definitely both of them definitely need to let guys be themselves mostly.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like even Claudio Castagnoli, he needs, you know, let him be himself when he was in ROH.
Man, it's like with the product that's on television now, I see with TNA, they're trying to bump back up the X Division. They got a lot of great guys coming off
right.
The indies that they're using for the X Division, which is awesome. Guys like Black G's, you know, Scorpio Sky, Johnny Yuma from California out on PWG, you know, and then they got guys like some young tag team talents, how they had the Young Bucks at one point. And WWE is pushing very hardly the young guys. Like, when you got
right.
The Shield with Dean Ambrose, and, you know, it's just that it's that fresh face of wrestling again, you know. You're seeing fresh young talent come in and surprise you. And that's what wrestling needs to be, especially with WWE and TNA. Wrestling needs to surprise you again like it did when we were kids.
Right.
It needs to be that, okay, I didn't see that coming, but that was still great that that happened, or boo, I hate the fact that that happened. It's just, it needs to be a little bit manipulated again.
Yeah, if I may say one thing, I remember, and I think it was like in 1999 when they had the corporate ministry, when, you know, it was Undertaker and Stephanie and Vince McMahon, and you thought the whole time that it was the Undertaker behind all this, but it was Vince McMahon behind the whole thing and kidnapping his own daughter. He was a part of it too. You see how it kind of like mind fucked you for a minute? You really thought that, you know, he was looking for his daughter and everything, and you believed it. And they just totally just fucked your whole mind up, and it was him behind it the whole time. That's what wrestling has to get back to you. It has to make you think, you know what I'm saying? It has to do the thing that you don't think it will do, you know what I'm saying, instead of being able to figure it out immediately, you know?
Or be way too predictable.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because it seems like that. That's the reason why WWE or wrestling, pro wrestling period, has lost a lot of fans, because everything's become too predictable. Like, they're going to put a belt on this guy because of the size, and that's how we lose our fans, and we really need to let them know, like, look, wrestling can be surprising. Watch. We'll show you. And it's going to, when you got guys like Ambrose or Rollins or even Punk or even Claudio, you know, everything is going to surprise you again. You're going to be like, holy crap, this is exactly what I wanted to see again. I didn't want to see BS, so I'm not going to get BS, you know?
Right. And when the bar gets raised on the mainstream pro wrestling, it's time for the indie wrestlers, independent wrestlers, to raise the bar, you know, themselves as well, because the fans are going to always look at you as you're not as good as what's on TV, so you have to always kind of, like, protect your business in a way. And I think, like, on an independent level, a lot of guys fail to do that, you know what I'm saying, because they look up at those guys like they're better than, you know what I'm saying, like they're better than independent guys. So you have to kind of, like, overdo it, you know, just to for the fans to understand that this is the same thing. We're doing the same thing as what they're doing. You may not have all the lights and the fireworks and everything, but we're doing the exact same thing, you know?
Right. That's where it all started, without no pyro or types of lights.
Exactly. Started in the Madison Square Garden with Dusty Rhodes and superstar Billy Graham and Stan Hansen and, you know, all those guys. They didn't have big fancy theme music. They didn't have big fancy lights. All it was just pure entertainment.
Right.
And that's what we need to get back to, is just pure entertainment.
Right. Or even in the NWA with all the Horsemen and the Magnum TAs, they was actually being themselves without no pyro or any of that.
And they filled up arenas. I mean, I used to watch some of the AWA, you know, stuff, and, you know, back when the Von Erichs were in, and Von Erichs used to fill up arenas. It's like WrestleMania-sized buildings, you know what I'm saying? With no power, none of that stuff, just straight wrestling, you know. And they weren't coming off the top rope and ladder matches. They were just wrestling, you know, just basic stuff.
Right.
And it's always going to be basic stuff that's going to attract the fans. The fans are the ones who will sit there and go, when they see something they've never seen before, like, that's what you got to do. You got to show them something they haven't seen before. Like, now, the fans are used to the big muscle guys. They're used to the big, you know, the big guys with the tights, with the look, and the eight-pack muscles, you know, they're used to that. Show them pure, unadulterated wrestling and watch how their minds will be completely fucked. Like, oh, shit, I didn't see that coming, man. Maybe this shit is really good again.
Right. It's like everybody can't be the same body type. It got to be a different type of body type.
Yeah. And I can honestly say, you know, as far as, like, you know, mainstream wrestling, I'd probably say that the first time in a long time I actually felt like a fan for a second is at WrestleMania, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's, you know, they always spice it up and make it good, but that was the only time in the longest time where you felt you were into it, you know, and it has to go back to that. A lot of the, let's say, the Days of Our Lives, you know, type of stories and things like that, we need more wrestling, You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times fans will turn off WWE and they'll turn off TNA or Ring of Honor because they just want to see wrestling at the end of the day. They don't want to see Days of Our Lives. They don't want to see this. They don't want to see that. They just want to see wrestling. And once you put wrestling back into it, I just think that it'd be more attention on the people that actually are good wrestlers, that actually are great wrestlers. Because a lot of attention was turned from people that are great wrestlers into people that are great entertainers.
Right.
I just think it has to go back to that.
Exactly. And what are your favorite workers you like working with so far on the indie scene?
Wow. Unfortunately, I haven't really worked a lot of big name guys yet, but you know, I'm still waiting for that day. You know, I like working. I would love to work a lot of guys on the indies today because guys like that are the reason why I'm here. You wrestle somebody better, you know, like I said earlier, you're going to get better. You know, but if there's a couple of guys I would like to work, I would like to work John Gresham. I would definitely like to work Shane Strickland. I would definitely like to work the set, you know, with Jason and Lance Lou down in Virginia. You know, I would definitely like to work a lot of good wrestlers out there who are just young and hungry and up and coming like us.
Right.
Yeah. There are a few names that I would want to work. It's this guy. I can't think of what his name is. I think his name is Mustafa. Daniels or something. Yeah, I would love to work that guy. You know, anytime, any place, anywhere. You know, just giving the time, you know, time or day. But I think, you know, it can be a really, really great match. Anybody else? There's not really too many other people that I can go, you know. It's been a short amount of time for me. I haven't done that much, but I'm pretty sure that there's, you know, a lot of good opportunities there to come. And maybe the next time we have this interview, we'll have a lot more to, you know, to go over and talk about, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
What? Do y'all have anything to plug?
Pretty much like this. J. Cole, the Rastafari, Jacob Image, the Rude Boy, you know, the Shot of Kings. We coming to a town near you, no matter East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, down south, up north, Europe, Canada, Japan, all points in between. If you see the Shot of Kings coming, we coming for the no doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. About to rip niggas strokes off, so.
And that's what we're here to do, man. We're here to live our dream and, you know, and everything else that you're supposed to do, not what you're not supposed to do, you know,
yeah.
So, you know.
Right. Have y'all seen the latest retirement match for Kenta Kobashi last weekend?
No, I haven't got a chance to hear about it. I've been so busy getting ready. I haven't heard anything about it. I haven't even seen it yet.
Oh, that shit was awesome. With KG Muto, I forgot the other two names yet. But it was actually a 40-minute match.
That's great.
That's a pure wrestling at its best, man. I would love to see that match. I got to see that match right now, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's some good shit. New Japan pro wrestling.
Yeah, and that's one of the places that we have to go. You know, Shot Gangs have to go there. that's, you know, I like what they do over there. It's wrestling at its best in Japan, you know.
Right.
And, you know, even, you know, I've been watching it for like the past like 2 years, and I've learned a lot of things on how they do things over there. And I was watching, MVP, you know, I think that he actually got a lot better when he worked over there, you know, now he's back in the country or whatever, but he was actually doing this thing also a lot. There's some good guys over there. I love it. I love watching it.
I got to agree with that, too. Him versus Masato Tanaka, to me, it was like best matches. I love watching MVP work the Japanese legends, and he's proven himself against them.
And the crowd also loves him.
Yeah, fellas, yeah, we about to run out of time up on here. It's nice having y'all. Y'all can come back anytime to the Wrestling It Factor.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, definitely appreciate that.
Yep. Yeah, hit us up on Wrestling It Factor group page. And also, we'll be having the Wrestling It Factor pay-per-view TNA Slammiversary coming up. Come on out to see us. And we out.
SMS Audio.
They can't keep a good man down. Always keep a smile when they want me to frown. The vibes are nice to do my ground. They will never ever take my crown. They will never ever take my crown.
No.
They will never ever take my crown.
No.
I'm still shit. I'm Mr. Ready. Fuck around, we'll be reading your obituary. My whip clean, my watch clean. 9 carat toe, that's what I call a pinky ring. Don't even trip, my heart cold. I'm around the globe, I'm on parole. I ball hard, I go hard. They say I'm running, up to no good, oh God. Shout it work, Dad, when she work, Dad. She a 10 and she damn close to perfect. I might want stunt. Throw a 100 racks. Give my man a strap. He gon' get my money back. I'm dead alright. I'm super hood. I'm shitting on these niggas like they knew I would. I'm dead alright. I'm super hood. I'm shitting on these niggas like they knew I would.
Time after time, I got to grind. I can't help it, I got to shine. I do it big, just keep it big. I can feel like half the projects in my crib. You stick around, I'm out of here. You on the ground, I'm in the leer. I love y'all, banana boat. Either way, come on, niggas got to keep the dope. They done make me mad, now I'm in my bag. And I'm back with the strap, take the case, fix nigga swag. Every step I take, every little itty bitty move I make, turn the big bag to birthday cake. I can even fit this shit in my safe. Wait, got more money coming, try not to hate. Why you take a nigga in and out of state? I'm a pro on the low when I operate. I get the bread, I blow the bread. I'm flashy, I'm shining. I get the bread, I blow the bread. My bitch, my dime.
They found no weapon, just only a drug. They found no weapon, just only a drug.